My guest this time is Kristen Henderson. She is a journalist, a Navy wife, and a contributor to a new book called Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. As the nation observes Veterans Day this week and strives to honor our veterans every day, these stories help to shed some much-needed light on what it's like to be inside a military family, and some of Kristen's contributions certainly do that as well as any others. And Kristen, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be with you.
Let's give our listeners, first of all, a little bit of a background on how this book came together. 40 different authors contributing fairly short pieces here. What was the inspiration behind this particular project?
They're all first-person true stories. And I think the motivation was because stories are how we connect with each other, and it's also how we make sense of our experiences. And it's crucial on so many levels. On a personal level, when I tell you a story about what's happened to me and you listen, that's deeply affirming that what happened to me matters. And it also, in the process of telling the story, helps me make sense of the experience. And for the listener, you learn. You get to walk a mile in the other person's shoes. And especially in a democracy, that's so important because, the military takes its orders from civilians. And civilians need to understand the limits and possibilities on the military side. And the military side needs to stay connected to the civilians they serve.
A much smaller percentage of the population is connected with the military than back when we had conscription and so forth. So how difficult have you found it to be, or how easy have you found it to be over the years for non-military families to relate to military families and what they're going through?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's hard for people to imagine, particularly for the people on the home front, how that dominates your life when you have a loved one in a war zone. I remember during my husband's first deployment to Iraq, I was visiting my sister, and she lived in a completely civilian community, and I was outside and ran into a neighbor. And the neighbor said, "Oh, you have a husband in a war zone. You know, your husband's in Iraq. What's that like?" And talking to her, I began to realize that I was the closest thing to the military that she knew. She knew nobody else. And, you know, with less than 1% serving, she was not alone. And again, it gets back to how important it is for civilians to understand exactly what the consequences are when you send people to war.
What would you encourage non-military families to have as a mindset when having those conversations? Because as you've pointed out, the book is about having conversations so we can have these shared experiences to the greatest degree possible. So what are questions, what are comments that you welcome? What are ones they should potentially stay away from?
I think basically if you just listen compassionately without judgment, you really can't go wrong. One of the big things that people often ask returning veterans is, you know, did you shoot anybody? Did you kill anybody? Well, that's always a no-no. Basically, you just, if you're interested in caring, you'll be all right. As a journalist, I embedded with the Marines in Afghanistan, and these guys were in a really remote area, and they had an observation post up on a mountaintop. And the bad guys didn't know it was up there, so they resupplied it at night, and vehicles couldn't get up there, so you had to hike up. So we hiked up there one night. I went along, and you're wearing body armor and night vision goggles, and you're climbing over boulders, and everything's two-dimensional through the NVGs. And I was old enough to be their mother, but fortunately they were carrying a 50-pound pack so I could keep up. And we got up to the top, and we spent about an hour up there, and the Marines up there showed me around. There's just, you know, half a dozen up there at a time. Showed me what they were doing, what they could see. As we were leaving, one of the young Marines pulled me aside, and he said, "Ma'am, I just wanted to thank you for coming up here and seeing what we do. Not many people would do that." And he was right, because at that time, this was before Afghanistan was on everybody's scope. It was in 2008, and I was one of only two Western reporters in all of Helmand Province. So really no one had been up there to see what they did, and they felt completely forgotten. And when he said that to me, I was so moved, and it made it all worthwhile to me as well. So that's essentially what you're doing when you listen to people's stories without judgment and you know, in a way that's caring and that tells them that you think that what happens to them matters, whatever your political opinions may be.
We're talking with Kristen Henderson, contributor to Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. She's a journalist, as you just heard, as well as a Navy wife. And in your story, Alive Day, Kristen, which you referenced a moment ago, it starts off on not the greatest note. You and your husband were not in the best of moods, having an argument on your way to celebrate the 4th of July at Walter Reed. But the story eventually gets into his role overseas at Kandahar Airfield and ultimately into caregivers in general and just the toll that they are bearing in all sorts of different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally. Why did you choose this particular story to contribute?
My husband is a chaplain, and his last deployment was at Kandahar Airfield at the combat hospital there in the morgue. He's been on multiple deployments in war zones, others where he was certainly in more physical danger. This was the one that was probably the toughest, though, psychologically, because of you know, his job was to support people, who the medical staff and the young people who worked in the morgue preparing the American dead to go home, and it takes a toll. And I also work for the Yellow Ribbon Fund, which is a nonprofit that helps injured service members and their families. And so what we were doing on that July 4th was we were volunteering to go bring a party, a 4th of July party, to the psychiatric ward at Walter Reed. And when my husband returned from that last deployment, it was a pretty rocky couple of years while he got his feet back under him. He was pretty numb at first, and then gradually you start to feel all the very difficult emotions that get bottled up while you're getting through that kind of an experience. So he was still in recovery mode when we went over there, and we weren't always at our best. and yet when we got there, we were focused on other people instead of ourselves. It was kind of the psychologically wounded helping the psychologically wounded, the blind leading the blind. But when you reach out and help in that way, when you volunteer with nonprofits like the Yellow Ribbon Fund or like Operation Homefront, which is benefiting from sales of this book, Stories Around the Table, you help yourself as much as you help the people that you're trying to help.
Kristen, in terms of whether it's family members receiving folks back from their overseas deployment or just those who know them well when they come home, is it sometimes more difficult when you can't see the scars? In other words, if it's an emotional or a PTSD type thing as opposed to an obvious physical wound?
Yeah, I think it's really hard. I mean, my husband was not diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is he had a lesser case of a combat stress reaction. That alone was hard enough. I mean, he had an extreme startle reflex. He had a lot of anger to work through. And, you know, one time a neighbor startled him, said boo to him. And it's physically painful. I mean, the startle reflex comes from you know, being in a war zone, you're always on alert for danger, and it's the brain literally gets locked open in that mode, that, you know, ready to fight or flight mode. And so a lot of adrenaline gets released when you're startled, and it can be physically painful. Well, when he had an extreme reaction to someone saying boo to him, they thought that was pretty funny, and they laughed and laughed and then said, good thing you weren't carrying an AK-47. That's what not to say. You know, again, it gets back to that, just being compassionate, putting yourself in someone else's shoes. One thing I wanted to say about working for the Yellow Ribbon Fund and how that's affected my perspective, it gets back to, again, to the importance of telling stories, because being a military spouse and having gone through multiple deployments, I thought I pretty much knew all there was to know about it. But getting to know these families of the wounded and seeing how many sacrifices they make. I mean, these moms and wives primarily, they get that call that their loved one's been injured. They drop everything. They rush to the hospital like Walter Reed. They may be there for weeks. They may be there for years if their loved one is gravely injured. They lose their jobs. They lose a huge amount of benefits and pay for years. You know, they may be caring for children at the same time, or they may have to farm their kids out to other family members. It, you know, if I hadn't worked there, I wouldn't know those stories. And so it's really important to share those stories so that everybody knows. There's no protections, no job protections for these caregivers. And if we don't know that, we can't do anything about it.
Last minute or so here, Kristen. Obviously, this week we're observing Veterans Day, and for those who take the time to think about what our veterans have done for our nation, as well as the caregivers who care for those returning veterans, particularly at a time when we're about to end major combat operations in Afghanistan as well, what do you encourage them to think about in terms of the vets and the caregivers?
Well, I would say if you know a veteran, you know, reach out and just thank them for their service. Make yourself available. If they want to talk, listen. If you don't, there are lots of organizations that you can volunteer with or donate to. A lot of different ways you can make a difference. I think it was George Washington said that a nation will be judged by how well it cares for its veterans. I think that's what civilians need to keep in mind.
Thank you very much for your time today, and thanks again for telling us more about Stories Around the Table.
Glad to do it.
Kristen Henderson is a journalist and Navy wife. She is a contributor to the book Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.